86,000 homes in Louisiana had damage from flooding last year. State recovery officials are working to distribute federal recovery dollars to flood victims. WWNO's Jessica Rosegard sat down with Pat Forbes, Executive Director of the Office of Community Development, to discuss the ongoing recovery efforts.
The Office of Community Development is really focused on getting the word out about the Homeowner Flood Damage Survey. Give me a brief update on where things stand in regards to the phase of recovery and survey participation.
We went over 30,000 surveys this past week that we've had submitted, and some 2,900 folks have completed their applications at this point. We know there are a lot more people out there who are eligible for funding, though, who have not completed the survey yet. The survey doesn't make you stop any work on your house. The survey doesn't cost you anything but about 5 or 10 minutes, and it is critical that homeowners who flooded complete it. There are a few reasons for that. Whether you think you're eligible or not, you may be wrong. You may very well be eligible for funding right now, but in addition to that, as additional funds become available, we are expanding the population to include other formerly ineligible applicants. So folks need to get the survey filled out so they can be in the queue when we do expand. This process provides us data and information about the overall state of recovery in the state, where people are in general. And what that does is gives the governor and the congressional delegation information to go back to Capitol Hill and make the further case for additional recovery funds for the state.
Senator Cassidy was very blunt at his town hall meeting a few weeks ago that you were at when he said that if the state can't demonstrate a need, then Congress will not be authorizing additional funding for the recovery. Based on the task force website, the state is still about $1 billion short on the homeowner portion of the recovery projections. So how concerned are you that the state won't get the money that it needs?
I'm confident that we'll get the money that we need. We need folks to fill out those surveys and help us understand where is everybody. I'm also confident that the delegation and the governor can go back and try to get us more help if we can demonstrate through these processes with real data, because that's what works, is real information, real data. If we can go do that, that we can get additional funding.
So this is really one of those times when the greatest thing that you need is community and personal participation.
Yes, participate for your own benefit, because we want to bring the money here to help you. Even if you paid for it out of your own pocket, that's money that's not going into the Louisiana economy over the next year because you've spent it on your house. So we want to help people all that we can, and we have a wide range of eligibilities. And even if you've completed your house, even if you had flood insurance, it's still possible that we're going to be able to get assistance to you.
You mentioned the time that it takes to get the funding. The funding is being made available through community development block grants, which is a mechanism that wasn't actually developed for disaster recovery, but has been frequently used that way. So what are your thoughts on that CDBG grants are being used in a way that they weren't meant to be?
I think that CDBG grants in and of themselves can be effective. It's just that the process for allocating and distributing CDBG grants is not tuned to disaster in the way that it can be. HUD has certainly, and Congress have certainly, acknowledged that since back at 9/11 and then Katrina and Rita, and have continued to tweak their systems and put new waivers in place for disasters. But on some level, the processes need a lot more than tweaking to make this a time-effective process for funding long-term recovery.
So we're sitting here 11 months since the flood. What is the biggest challenge that your office is facing at this point in the recovery process?
Well, standing up a program of this size always has its challenges, but that's not anything that we didn't expect. Certainly, every disaster is different, and every disaster requires a different response and program for recovery. Getting people to understand that our program can help them and to get them to come into the program and fill out that survey, that's one thing. Funding availability, it would be great to know that we have all the funds that we need up front in that process of people planning their own family's recovery. It's important to them to know as early as possible what kind of funds might be available to them. And right now, we're only able to fund half of the construction cost for folks who are at above a certain income level, rather than 100%, which is what we would like to do. That's what they lost. We're only funding 25% of reimbursements for people who have completed their work, for most folks. And we would love to reimburse them everything that they spent.
And ultimately, say everybody fills out the survey and you can show Congress that there's this great need, that there will potentially be another allocation, and that you could potentially reimburse from that 25 up to 100%. Is that the goal?
That's the goal. The goal, we may never get to the 100%, but to be able to demonstrate unmet need beyond what HUD has calculated and what Congress sees at this point, and to be able to then get additional funds and be able to reset policies in the program such that we can, in fact, pay people 100% of what it costs them to rebuild their house. That's really, frankly, the biggest risk in this recovery that we're doing this time, is those folks who can only get 50% of the money from us. If they can't come up with that other 50%, they don't have the resources to complete their house. And so that's, like, from a community development standpoint, our biggest risk is having neighborhoods damaged by the fact that there are houses in there where people couldn't get across the finish line of rebuilding.
Really, your goal is to not have what we have in New Orleans, which is 12 years after Katrina, neighborhoods with entire blocks of blighted properties.
That's exactly right. I mean, we can look at St. Bernard Parish, we can look at the Lower Ninth Ward, and see that they have populations that were devastated and have not returned to pre-storm. From the perspective of allocating limited resources, we always have to look at how do we make this recovery even so that we don't lose neighborhoods like that. That's why you'll see, even though we have a shortage of funds, we still have some funding in small business program. We have considerable funding in rental program. It is a balancing act to make sure that the businesses that feed a recovery, childcare, healthcare, grocery stores, gas stations, those things that we need in a community for people to keep working, keep living in their neighborhoods, keep going to their church, schools, all those things are absolutely critical to the recovery too. But from the homeowner housing perspective, it's about making sure that we can help every single homeowner possible get back in their home so that we don't have those neighborhood impacts.
Pat Forbes, the Executive Director of the Louisiana Office of Community Development, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.